It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
And happy Taylor Swift Day. Today was supposed to be the day that, and I know you're freaking out right now, what am I going to say? Today was supposed to be the day that tickets went on sale to the general public for her concerts, Cincinnati specifically. But Ticketmaster went and canceled it.
They refused to even.
Reality is, it's a function of the massive demand that Taylor Swift has. The site was supposed to be opened up for 1.5 million verified Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah, so this is Greg. He's the CEO of Liberty Media, one of the owners of Live Nation, right? And in turn owns Ticketmaster. And so he's talking about the debacle that happened earlier this week with the presale.
We had 14 million people hit the site, including bots, another story, which are not supposed to be there.
Sure.
And despite all the challenges and the breakdowns, we did sell over 2 million tickets that day. We could have filled 900 stadiums.
900 stadiums.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he was kind of talking about bots, but there were also scalpers.
Oh, yeah. And
getting a ton of tickets and then turning around and trying
selling
to
them for like $95,000.
Insane prices. Just out of control and sad.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to all our fans. We are working hard on this. And again, you know, building capacity for peak demand is something we attempt to do, but this exceeded every expectation. And the reality is Taylor Swift hasn't been on the road for 3 or 4 years, and that's caused a huge issue.
So he's blaming Taylor.
It is her fault.
He's literally blaming Taylor.
Really, our pointing fingers need to go squarely back to her.
It's not our system. It's Taylor's fault. It's
exactly.
Me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Yes.
Well, and yes, and the Swifties, if you could all just calm down. They're the problem, too.
Bots and the fact that there are a bunch of those systems that are swooping up a lot of those tickets before fans can.
It is a flawed system.
Yeah, it is a flawed system for sure. So that is why we're doing Taylor Swift Day. Starting now through 7, whenever you hear two songs played back-to-back, it's going to happen multiple times throughout the day.
The good thing is I don't think bots can use the phone.
No, caller 13 wins, okay?
Tickets. So I think we're good here.
To her July 1st show in Cincinnati. So this is just for our Louisville, Kentuckiana fans here. And
bots,
it's an opportunity for you to pick up some of those pricey, like gold, Taylor Swift tickets. All right. And then if you're like, man, I don't have time to sit around and listen to the radio all day. I get it. You can get in to win. We're giving bonus tickets away up on the website at WDJX.com. Just today only. All right. It's today only.
That's why we're calling it Taylor Day.
Yep, Taylor Swift Day. All right. 97 DJX, happy Taylor Swift Day.
Was that just the first song?
Yes, that was just the first of what could be two.
Okay, just making sure my phone works.
It works. Good
it
luck.
It works, yay.
All right. Hi, DJX.
Did I make it? Was that the second song?
That was the first song.
Dang it!
There could be a second. You just never. Okay. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Take a deep breath. You've got the right number.
Right.
Okay. It'll be okay.
All right.
Happy
Thank
Taylor
you.
Swift Day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is going to be a thing.
The struggle is real.
This is going to be a thing. All right. Hi. It's Ben and Kelly here. To all the new listeners that we have, we do a morning show here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi there.
All right, yes, Taylor Swift Day. When you hear two songs played back-to-back through 7 o'clock, caller 13 wins tickets on 99.7 DJ.
Yeah. What's he going to do now? What are you going to do?
Hey, coming up next, we are going to play a fun game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, which is where we try to determine whether the weird stuff that happened was the result of you just being a little kid and not knowing any better, or whether you were drunk. We'll get to that next on 97 DJX. Oh, God!
Oh, dang it!
Dang, Sam!
Oh, Sam Smith!
Stop it!
Bad timing!
DJX.
A kid or drunk adult? Let's introduce you to Shelby calling us from J-Town. Hi, Shelby.
Hello.
Hi there. Shelby's got dark brown hair, drives a Ford Flex, works at Norton, and just celebrated her 1-year anniversary of marriage with her husband.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a like a fun story of how you guys met, Shelby?
Yes, we met on Tinder.
Oh.
Swiping your way to love.
Like that.
Yeah, he had lived in Louisville for 2 weeks, so I like to say I scooped him up.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, Louisville is an interesting city for singles, and you got to scoop them up when you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I hit the jackpot for sure.
Oh, well, congrats, well done, Shelby. Well done. Congrats. Thank you. And plus, not only that, she is a motorcycle enthusiast.
Wow.
I know. So what kind of like motorcycle do you have or ride?
It's a Road King.
Okay, I don't know what
it's
that
is. It's a Harley Davidson Road King. It's my husband, so all we right. ride his Road King. So we're actually going to take it out to Colorado in June. So nice. We're really excited about that.
Wow.
You're going to ride the entire way?
We are. Yes, we are.
Do you have to train for that?
Yeah, I was going to say, does your crotch get sore? Sorry, I don't want to get too personal, but...
We stop like every 100 miles and just walk, you know, for like 10 minutes and
all
then
right.
pop back on. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Shake the legs out.
That's sitting in one very specific situation for a long way. Got it.
All right. Shelby's going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, describe how the game works.
We're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did this happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right. Here we go. First one.
I took a nap in the woods and woke up to something tugging on my pants and then peed myself.
Oh,
that
wow.
is a drunk adult.
All right. You're saying drunk adult.
I feel like it's a drunk adult. Otherwise, there are some very worried parents.
Yeah. Both of you say drunk adult. It is?
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Yep. Drunk adult. You got that. That's for sure.
I was camping with some friends, and after too many drinks, I wandered into the woods alone, apparently, and I woke up to something tugging on my pants. When I opened my eyes, there was a beady-eyed young coyote pup or something, and it scared the out of me, and I instantly peed myself. Thankfully, when I moved, it got spooked and took off in the other direction.
Yeah, because there was probably like, ew, he peed. I'm running away.
How terrifying would that be, though? My God.
The worst.
All right, you are one for one, Shelby. Here we go, number two.
I passed out in a truck bed and woke up and didn't know where I was.
Oh, well, that's terrifying, too.
That's a drunk adult.
I feel like that is also, yes, I think, pretty obvious as a drunk adult.
Drunk adult, all right, Shelby.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Drunk adult.
Drunk.
It was Halloween back in college, and we've been drinking. My roommate was sober and said she was going to make a liquor run. So I thought it would be funny to hide in the back of her pickup bed and scare her. Well, apparently I passed out as I don't remember anything except waking up and having no idea where I was.
Wow.
Oh, so did the truck go on a ride?
Wow.
It's making me think that someone just got in and drove somewhere and he has no idea where she ended up.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Dang. Well, glad she's okay.
Yes. She's living to tell the tale.
Oh my gosh. All right. Shelby, last one. So far, you're perfect. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Last one.
I shaved my dog and made him walk backwards.
I shaved my dog, made him walk backwards.
I'll say that's a little kid.
That does feel like a little kid thing to do in my mind, too.
Okay. Both of you say little kid.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little kid.
There it is. Look at you. Perfect
score, Shelby.
Perfect score. Yeah.
My parents would always use this expression. You know the one that goes like, if I looked like you, I'd shave my dog's and make you walk backwards. Well.
What?
Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that. Ever.
If I looked like you, I'd shave my dog's butt and make it walk backwards.
Oh, my God. Poor dog.
I've never heard that before in my life.
I decided to try that with my dog. It didn't work.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, and the dog is looking at you like, what is happening?
And what did I do?
Yes.
What did I do? All right. Well, hey, Shelby, congratulations. Perfect score. You win.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, that poor dog. That poor dog. I'm really thinking, what is... I didn't want a haircut.
Like how,
it feels like it's a little close.
Had to have been a little dog, because I'm thinking big dog's not going to stick around for someone to shave its
butt. Yeah, and if you're a little kid, I mean, dogs can be very strong. Yeah. My little pugs are... When they protest getting their nails done, there's no holding them down.
Well, try shaving their butt and see what they do.
Okay.
Little Kid, Drunk Adult. If you want to be the star of Little Kid, Drunk Adult, just voice note, record yourself, your little story.
Yeah, give us a headline, then reveal, little kid, drunk adult, finish the story.
Yep.
BenandKellyShow@gmail.com.
On Taylor Swift Day, hear two Taylor songs back to back. Caller 13 and win. Setting the bar, Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. If somebody stole packages from your porch, this is probably the least likely suspect. But if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the packages off someone's porch when you're the delivery driver, you're doing okay.
Now you have one job. You leave the packages on the porch.
That's right.
Dang it.
So this female Amazon driver delivered packages to this house. And while she was there, there were other packages that had already been delivered by some other company or maybe by Amazon. Who knows? But she went and took those.
I'm going to leave one. I'm going to take one.
Yeah. That's right.
Like I said, I'm taking a little picture. I love that one.
Right.
I'll take that one.
But you know what? That one looks kind of big. Going to pick that one up.
That one looks like there's probably something good in it.
So listen to this. She opens up the packages in her truck, saw their dresses for a wedding, drove down the street to the shop they were purchased from, returned them, given a digital gift card.
And I was hoping you were going to say, realized, oh, they're wedding dresses. I should probably return those because they're going to really need those. Nope. That's vile.
Good news is, even though the dresses weren't around for the wedding, the wedding went off without a hitch, the homeowner says. And apparently, she would have gotten away with it, but caught red-handed right there on the family's doorbell surveillance camera.
Yes! I mean, everybody has them now. Did she not notice it? I would think if you're about to do something illegal, you're probably looking around going, hey, do they have any of those camera things that everybody has on their porch?
I don't know.
Thank goodness she didn't because she's caught.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the dress company or, you know, the shop, they're reaching out and trying to make it right, too. And
well,
so,
yeah, but
and,
they couldn't know what was happening.
Yeah, right. And Amazon is trying to do that as well. They did fire her, by the way.
I was going to say, I was guessing.
Yeah.
She probably got fired.
Yeah. So, again, probably not the person you'd first think would be a porch pirate, but if you could manage to make it through the day without stealing packages off someone's porch when you're the delivery driver, you're doing okay.
And I'm really shocked that she didn't like have some sort of sentimental bone in her body that made her realize, oh, these are wedding dresses and oh, I don't want to ruin someone's wedding. Nope. Oh, savage.
That's setting the bar on 99.
She's nothing for Christmas.
7TJX. I'm not the smartest person in the world. But I feel like I was the butt of a joke.
Okay, what happened? What was the situation?
From our own radio station.
Okay, all right. Okay, explain.
All right, so whoever was running the Facebook page yesterday wanted to give away some tickets with a riddle.
Okay, that wasn't me.
The riddle said it has a body with crispy arms, white eyes, and funny feet. You might love to eat this too. It also may work at 99.7 DJX. What is it?
What? I don't understand it.
Body with crispy arms, white eyes, funny feet. Not the gumdrop buttons.
Are they calling you like a gingerbread man?
Yes. Oh. Ginger.
Oh, got it.
I feel like I was attacked. I was the butt of a joke.
Well, but you're tasty.
Am I?
I don't know. Maybe.
Just about everybody like who answered figured it out.
Okay.
But Cassie was the only one that was like, okay, that's hilarious about the part about working at DJX. I know the answer, but don't need the tickets. Good luck. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I was the butt of a joke right there.
Oh,
look at that,
precious,
making fun of the old ginger hair. All right.
Oh, but you're so cute and apparently.
Thank
tasty.
You. Apparently. All right. It is Taylor Swift Day today, by the way, on 99.7 DJX. So anytime you hear two Taylor songs played back to back, Oh, this is Harry Styles. Dang it.
Oh, dang it.
Dang
Harry,
it.
Not now.
When's it ever gonna happen?
Not now.
Oh, Eras Tour coming to Cincinnati. 99.7 DJX. Ticketmaster doing you dirty, but 99.7 DJX doing you right.
But listen,
Taylor,
that was only one song. That was one song, sir. Why are you talking after just one song?
Taylor Swift Day. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just turned on the radio, so wasn't sure if this was first, second, what was going on.
You're waiting on number two.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
It's going to be an emotional day.
Such a tease.
It's going to be an emotional day.
Well, I'll say a prayer for you because I know you're going to be bugged to death.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's, please. T's and P's.
So what are you going to do?
So what do you want to do? Hey, coming up. We have a feel-good story on the way. Kelly, you can tease them for that.
I feel like nobody cares. They're just waiting with bated breath. But I will tell you that this particular feel-good gonna hit you in the feels.
Okay. And then this DM we got made our jaw drop. So that coming up in about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX.
Forget you.
No!
Dang it!
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
I have a question.
Sure.
I know you ain't gonna really tell me, but
you're automatically just saying I'm not gonna tell you, but you're gonna ask anyways.
Yeah, you're doing it from 6 to 7. Do you have like multiple tickets?
Yeah, so we're going to do it multiple times. Yes, we're not going to do it just once between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Yes.
Okay. That's what I was just wondering.
Happy Taylor Swift Day.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Listen, Kim is in hysterics. She's on a roller coaster of emotions right now. Katie was like, that's just unkind.
Look, I am... All right. Well, I'm not going to continue talking, but it is going to be an emotional day for all of us. Let's just say that. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I feel like you're having a little fun with it.
Am I having too much fun with it?
A little bit. You're like the little evil elf or whatever. I don't know. You're over there like at the controls because you know what's going to happen. Really, really, you're the only one that knows what's going to happen next. I can't see it. So you're the one that's just sitting there going.
Oh my gosh!
I know, it's just playing with people's emotions.
Fergie.
I don't know what to do.
Just when in doubt, throw some of those out there.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, again, if you're just tuning in and you're like, I don't know what they're talking about. There's an artist called Taylor Swift who she's going on tour. She crashed Ticketmaster. No one can get tickets. Tickets are gone on StubHub for like $95,000. We have our hands because we're a radio station. People are asking us like, well, how do you guys get tickets?
Well, we play her music.
We're a radio station. This is part of the deal. Like radio, we
set some aside.
We get these tickets to then offer to you, to our biggest fans. So, we have dubbed today Taylor Swift Day, and all day today until about 7 p.m. whenever you hear two Taylor Swift songs played back to back, that's when you call in. Caller 13, and you get those tickets for July 1st, Cincinnati, okay?
So we're getting a lot of text messages. You got a text, not even a Taylor Swift fan. You have my anxiety on level 100 right now. Brittany was like, if you think I get fussy when you play Nickelback, LOL, these Swifties going to come for your throat.
I know. Listen, I live in a house full of Swifties. I understand.
Yes.
I understand, and this is going to be walking on eggshells today, and it's going to be because I understand Swifties have been through the ringer these past 72 hours.
Listen, people are assaulting the radio. It's got another text. Screaming, punching my radio. It's violent. It's violent out there.
Justin said, look, I waited 9 hours in that stupid queue. I can wait all day. All right. That's what I like. Yes. All
that's
right.
Perseverance.
That is for sure. All right. Anyways, it is 99.7 DJX. Good luck. Okay. Good luck. It is going to happen multiple times throughout the day up until about 7 p.m. All right. On 99.7 DJX. feel-good stories. Kelly Kay.
I feel like this is going to give everyone perspective in this particular moment. Okay? This mom in Belfast was recording her 9-year-old daughter being surprised with a balloon on her birthday.
Aw.
But it's what was written on the balloon that really brings all the happy tears.
Oh, my God, thank you so much, Dad.
No, did you read it? You didn't read the balloon?
What's that?
Read the balloon. Huh? Mommy is...
Oh, you got so fresh?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, love.
The accent was thick. What'd they say?
Mom is cancer-free.
Oh, that is cool. Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
Perspective.
Yes, sure.
You can see the video, and you should. Grab some tissues. Misty-eyed. WDJX.com.
Question.
Hi, I'm calling in to ask really quick. With the Taylor General admission being canceled today, are y'all still doing your sweepstakes?
Yes, it is still Taylor Swift Day. We have still been approved for our tickets that we are giving away.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure before I sat on with the radio beside me all day.
No, you're good. You're good. We're giving them away. Every time you hear two songs played from Taylor Swift back to back, 13th caller wins.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Hey, it's Yasmeen. Did I win?
No. Oh. I'm sorry. You haven't won yet.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, all right. keep hope
optimistic.
Alive.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, DJX.
Look here, Mr. Ben Davis.
What?
You're evil. All of us Swifties are shaking from anxiety right now and he's being evil.
Do I need to be more gentle?
You need to be nicer. You know why? Because these are for my 8-year-old niece whose birthday party I missed.
I understand.
So I cannot be so evil.
Can we have fun, though, listening to these rants?
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because I'm not going to get any work done. So,
can we have fun listening to all these fun Taylor Swift songs that are being played? Yeah.
Oh, duh.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, I need to get work done, and I'm driving to work, and I can barely do that. So, be nice, please.
Okay, I promise I will.
Thank you. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Good luck.
Tensions are high.
Today is going to be a day.
It's going to be a day.
It's going to be a day.
But just listen. Just know that we personally. Kelly Kay, Ben Davis, are not taking any of these tickets away from you.
No, not at all. Not like Ticketmaster.
Nope. I'm not going. So you guys have, you know, more of an opportunity. So there you go.
So coming up next, he wants to purge this and stay anonymous.
I'm just wondering the motivation behind revealing something like this, because I feel like he's got to know what the reaction's going to be, right?
Well, you'll find out. DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see if we can help you.
There's going to be some opinions.
And I don't know if this individual who DM'd us is wanting help. Part of me thinks maybe he does. But part of me thinks he's just doing it to clear his conscience.
Okay, so here we go. I'm writing this to purge it. Please keep me anonymous. I know everyone who hears it's going to have something negative to say about my actions, but please hear me out.
Okay.
Cheating on my wife makes me a better husband.
Okay.
I know it sounds ludicrous, but it really does. Every time I spend time with another woman, I end up feeling terribly guilty, and I turn into the best husband ever. My guilt is the ultimate motivator.
Okay.
I'm so much more affectionate and patient with my wife, and the thought of losing her makes me value her even more. I've been married going on 7 years, and this has been going on for the last 3 or so years. I know it's not ideal, but doesn't the end justify the means? I built a deck on our house because I felt guilty. I always put my wife first. I'd never choose anyone over her, but every now and then, not more than once a month, when she's not around, I have fun elsewhere, but come back as a super husband. I'm always very safe and careful as far as protection, and most of the time, it's when I'm out of town for work. My marriage has never been better since I started messing around on the side.
Wow. I'm gonna say no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna agree that that's not the best plan in being a super husband. How about you just be a super husband without cheating?
Chris texts in and says, I can't wait to present this approach to my wife. I'm sure she'll be excited. man. Are we serious here?
I know. I was shocked and befuddled as to why anyone would send that, because I was just thinking, once you type it and you're looking at it,
yeah,
like you're reading your words, and that didn't like really paint it in a different light for him and maybe give him new perspective that, hey, I'm a jerk,
mm-hmm,
and I shouldn't be doing this.
Jennifer says, gosh, I wish y'all wouldn't keep his identity a secret. What a horrible, sorry excuse of a man. Well, here's the thing. I don't want his wife to hear it like this. Like that.
Yes.
Like I feel like that's not fair to her. I mean,
no.
Okay. Sorry. It's not fair to what's happening, period.
No, but
and
maybe,
she doesn't deserve that.
Maybe by reading this on the air, maybe he will hear all these strong reactions, and maybe that is what's going to make him realize that this is not the best way to put himself through great husband training.
Yeah. Miranda said, my 3-year-old even said, wow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even absolutely. 3-year-olds understand that is not the way to become a quote better husband.
Right.
If you put as much energy as you do sneaking around, mm-hmm, on your wife.
Yes.
On your wife.
Yes.
Then maybe you could be a better husband just by putting that energy into the person you've been married to for 7 years.
I mean, you said yourself, you don't want a loser. Well, guess what, genius? If she ever catches wind of what you've been doing, she's out.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
You are going to lose her.
Yeah, Megan said, everyone who got a new deck recently should call in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Missy was like, never been more thankful that my husband does not travel for work.
Never been more thankful that my husband doesn't construct decks.
Yes, that too. Listen, I know it could get lonely if you travel and everything, but telling yourself that, hey, it's okay to step outside of my marriage because I come back even better than I was before is not a valid reason to justify that action. There's no justification for stepping outside of your marriage ever, period. If you're not happy, you get out. Otherwise, you invest in your marriage.
Yep. So I don't, and maybe he's just looking for attention. Maybe he's just wanting like him to be under this shroud of anonymity and, you know, smiling an evil smile to himself that he's just having fun.
He thinks by putting it out there in the universe that, you know, oh, well, at least I'm admitting it.
Right.
And now I can purge it off my chest. Riley says, go see a therapist. No other women. You have a problem.
He might be, admitted it on a radio show.
Right. Okay, so it's fine. Oh, I mean, the text line lighting up.
Yeah, for sure. So,
Allie says he can kick rocks.
Men are texting in, never build a deck, # best husband ever. There it is. You know what? I can admit to my wife, I've never built a deck either. So, you know what? We're good.
Yep.
We're good.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you have comments or not. You feel free to call or text 502-571-9970. Really hope this is an opportunity for him to hear all of these negative comments.
Let's reexamine our methods of being a better husband, and like, let's just cut out the cheating part. And how about just try to be a good husband? How about that?
Guess what? Best opportunity to start turning it around is right now.
Right now.
Yep, you can do it. You can do it. All right, that is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. DJX. Oh, God,
oh
here we
God.
Go again.
Why?
Here we go again. I have this thing where... It's a hero. It's Ben and Kelly. Jasmine. OMG, Mr. Deck Builder is delusional. I wonder if he would be okay with the wife doing the same thing. Would that make her a better wife?
Ooh.
Just by stepping out on the marriage? Because we got a DM from a listener who's convinced cheating on his wife of 7 years is what's making him a better, more attentive husband to his wife. Claims his marriage has never been better. Okay.
Yeah, and we all agree on planet Earth. That's the worst strategy ever, to try to be super great husband of the year for his wife.
Yep. Honestly, trying to sift through all of the text messages with people that are like, hey, you played a Taylor Swift song.
I know. Listen, it is a mixed bag. It's like it goes back and forth from yelling at this guy from the DM to Taylor Swift. And Jared's all like, hey, the next time you guys do a best of show, you need to play today's show and just put the Swifties through it again. Ben is having his best day ever.
No. I understand Swifties have been on edge. Lily says, I think my heart dies a little every time a second song doesn't play. All right.
I know, another text. You're killing me, LOL.
All right. So yeah, 13th caller. When you hear two Taylor Swift songs played back here on 99.7 DJX. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, tensions are high. Tensions are high.
This is not even fair.
Oh, my God.
Should we be transparent and should we go through and show that we're, like, literally doing caller 13?
Counting all the way to caller 13. Yeah, we probably should.
Caller one. Hi, DJX. You're caller number two. Good luck.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Hi, DJX. Caller three.
Oh, damn.
Ah!
Oh!
Ah! Hi, DJX. Hello. Good morning, Taylor Swift Day. You're caller four. You gotta be 13. Okay. Hi, DJX. Hello. Caller
Hi.
Number five. Gotta be 13. Good luck.
Oh, God.
Hi, DJX. You are.
You're not.
Caller.
No.
Six.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be 13. Good luck. Hi, DJX.
Hi.
Hi there. You're caller. What are we up to? Seven.
No.
Yes. Caller seven. Good luck.
Oh, hang up.
Hi, DJX. Caller number eight. Caller number eight. Got to be 13. DJX, hello. Caller nine. You're looking for 13. Keep trying. We are getting closer. Hi, DJX. Taylor
hello?
Swift Day. You are caller number 10.
Oh, no.
Keep trying. DJX, hello.
Did I win?
Caller 11.
Oh,
God. DJX, this is the worst.
Oh, God.
You are caller number 12.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, at least she didn't cuss.
At least she didn't cuss.
I'm getting really nervous.
All right, Kelly. Kelly. Hi, DJX. Good morning. It's Taylor Swift Day.
Am I the right caller?
Well, what's your name first?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. What are you doing today?
Oh, my God.
I literally am standing in my garage listening to my radio in my robe.
Oh. Carrie, take that robe off. You're caller 13!
Oh, my God. I am going to freak out. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. I have been trying so hard here for this. Oh, my God.
You win Taylor Swift tickets!
Oh, my God. I am going to freak out. Oh, my God.
Take that robe off and swing it around over your head.
I'm naked, but I'm in my garage. I don't care. Oh, my gosh. This is the best thing ever. You guys have made my day. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Carrie, I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking. I am so excited.
Who
oh my
are you
gosh,
taking?
You,
who are these four?
It's actually a Christmas present for my boyfriend, so I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, hey, listen, if you're dating Carrie, just ignore all this, all right?
<You're> right.
Hey, Carrie,
oh my God.
Hang on the line. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Every time you hear two songs played from Taylor Swift back to back to back to back, that's when you call in 13th caller. As you see, we really take the 13th caller.
Yes, and listen, hearts go out to callers, especially 12.
I know. That's
and 11.
I
and
know.
10. Hey, I mean, everyone that got through in that sequence, thoughts and prayers going out. Yes, we have more than one pair.
Yep.
Megan's asking. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
We have multiple pair. We'll be doing this multiple times throughout the day. I know. Panic attacks.
I know. And how dare us even try to have a regular show on Taylor Swift Day?
I know. Why are we even bothering?
I know. Exactly. All right. But hey, coming up next, we're going to play a fun game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. All right. So that's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, sure. We'll play that on the way. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Lacey calling us from Hillview. Hi, Lacey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lacey's got brown hair, drives a cruiser because she works for the sheriff's office.
Oh, wow.
And is married. And how long have you been married, Lacey?
For 2 years.
Ah, oh, so you're still kind of in that honeymoon phase, right?
Yeah.
Or have you kind of grown past the honeymoon phase?
Well, how long were you together before you got married?
10 months.
10 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. All right. So,
you know.
So, Lacey, let me ask you, are you going to the restroom in front of your husband?
We have before, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know what status your relationship was at. All right. So, Lacey, it's a little kid, drunk dog. Kelly's going to explain it.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did this story happen when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First one, Lacey.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Oh. Oh, so that's either a kid.
Got to be a little kid.
Yeah, or it's like a guy little kid doing a dare when he's drunk.
Little kid.
All right, Lacey's saying little kid. Kelly,
I'm
what do you
go
think?
Ahead and agree.
All right, so you both say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Little kid.
I was about 10, and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend, I went down with a bucket and...
Wait a minute. Did he say he was 10?
He should know better at 10.
He should know better at 10.
Brought it back home, made this big cake, and when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
Hey, watch this.
Oh my God, I'm getting a sand cake.
I thought it would impress her.
At 10.
Lacey, is this something that if a guy were to do that to you, would you be like, hey?
No.
There's something wrong with this kid.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I attempted a backflip in the driveway and I scraped my knuckles raw.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
He's lucky he didn't do worse.
Yeah.
He did... What?
He did
a backflip. Oh,
yeah, and scraped his knuckles.
Drunk adult.
Raw.
That's definitely a drunk adult.
Yeah, drunk adult is like, yeah, I could totally be an Olympian or something.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So you're both saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. Drunk adult. You got it. Two for two.
I was at a kegger and I was trying to hit on this girl and told her I can backflip like no other.
So wait. So far, both of our callers, yep, both of our listeners have been trying to do it to impress a girl.
There's yep.
So she followed me out front, and instead of attempting it in the grass, I went straight to the driveway. If you've done backflips before, you know the moment it's not going to happen. I covered my head to protect it, and when I did, every single knuckle drug across the concrete, and I was a bloody mess. Good news is it still sealed the deal, and we've been married for 15 years now.
Oh, look at that!
Oh, yay!
See, the whole backflip. See, maybe the girl was like, you know what? I need to now be kind of a nurse to you because you're injured. And so
the Nightingale effect.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Lacey, you're pretty good at this game. So far, you're 2 for 2.
I've been listening all week. So.
Like, I got the gist. I know how it works. All right, here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I may have murdered a colony of snails jumping on a broken trampoline.
What was that again?
May have murdered a colony of snails jumping on a broken trampoline.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
Mm.
Kelly?
I feel like maybe...
Maybe it's a drunk adult because it's a bigger person and they would break
Maybe they broke the trampoline because they were being a little overzealous and bigger. And yeah, I'll say drunk adult.
Jumping off the house of something.
Yes, probably that. Yes.
So, Lacey, you're sticking with little kid, right?
Is Kelly saying drunk adult?
I'm saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
Okay, I always have to agree with Kelly. Always.
Oh.
Drunk adult.
I like that. That's a really good philosophy.
Kelly, I hope you're doing her
a
solid.
I hope I'm leading her down the path to victory, yes. Yeah.
All right. What is it? Little kid, drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
Oh! Look at that! Look at that!
I've learned it the entire week when people didn't switch to pick Kelly K. They lost.
Oh. I don't know what it is about Kelly. She's got that intuition or something.
She does.
I went home with my roommate one weekend and stayed with her folks. We went out with some of our local friends and I got completely face. I just thought it would be a great idea to jump on the trampoline when we got home. And apparently, since she left, it broke. And it was just being propped up. So my first attempt to jump and bounce failed, and there was this huge colony of snails that apparently took up the camp underneath it. And there was this gnarly crackling sound from the shells, and I was covered in snail goop. And then I cried uncontrollably until her mom came out and told us to go to bed.
Oh my god! The mom had to come out and tell them
crying
to go to bed.
Over the death of the snails.
Well, I would too, probably.
Oh yeah.
Lacey, congratulations. Perfect score. There you go.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Well, you got yourself tickets. Congrats, Lacey. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay,
cool.
Oh, it's good stuff. We need more stories, though. We really need to continue this bit. We need more stories. That means you need to send us a voice note, like give us a little headline.
Yep.
And then reveal what it was. Yep. And then finish the story. BenandKellyShow@gmail.com.
Little kid, drunk adult there, 99.7 EJX.
Is that what you just made me do?
Yeah, look what you made us do. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX on Taylor Swift Day.
I know, it's not number two. I'm
so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh like that either. I understand what
yes,
this is.
You did.
Okay, you're right.
I did.
I'm sorry. Two songs.
Oh, come on.
Two songs in a row, all right? Two songs in a row. Okay. This is so bad. This is so bad, Kelly. Why are we even trying to attempt a regular show?
Can I just go on the record? I don't schedule the music, so not my fault.
What are you trying to do?
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Your name is on the show.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You're in this too.
Send your complaints to Ben Davis.
All right. Anyways, two songs in a row here on 99.7 DJX and Taylor Swift tickets. Let's get to a feel good because we need that.
We do need that.
Yes.
Okay, so this fourth grader, her name's Essence, lives in Wisconsin. She goes by Essie. She was just enjoying lunch at her elementary school when the situation turned dangerous quickly. She noticed a classmate was choking, and she sprang into action.
I just saw that she was holding her neck. I rush up there as fast as I can. And what you call that thing again?
Heimlich?
Mm-hmm.
I see her go to the other student and wrapped her arms around her and performed the Heimlich maneuver on her.
Her classmate's airway was cleared, and within seconds, the girl was breathing fine.
I have never seen a student react like that before.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you know, one teacher kind of noticed what was going on, but yeah. Even before she could get over there, Essie had the situation under control. Student was breathing again. All is well.
Man, that sort of stuff, it's got to be reactionary. You know, you've got to go through the training. You got to know what to do, but then you just never know when you're going to need it. So it's almost got to be reactionary. So if you haven't yet brushed up on those skills, you should.
Yeah, she's a fourth grader in a busy lunchroom, right? Lots going on. And the fact that she noticed and didn't even hesitate, ran over there. I mean, how many kids would do that at her age?
Yeah, right. Right.
Great example. You can see the video and the whole story is up on our website, WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Joe reached out. Ben and Kelly needs you to put my mind at ease or convince me to cancel my trip.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So next week, my wife is flying to Orlando to surprise our son for Thanksgiving.
All right.
She kept saying that she wished I could come, and I kept saying, well, someone has to take care of our pets and 15-year-old.
Okay.
Well, then out of nowhere this week, I found myself booking a plane ticket to Orlando as well.
Okay.
I'm booked to travel down the day after her, planning on randomly showing up where she's staying and surprising her.
Okay.
Now, since my anxiety is endless, all I can do is wonder if everything will be okay 1,000 miles up here with our kid and pets. Also worried if she'll freak out that I just up and left them.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've got some coworkers kind enough to handle the pets, but nobody really wants to sleep over just to watch my 15-year-old.
Okay.
Should I be this guilt-ridden and worried? I was just trying to do a nice thing for my wife and Disney kid, who I haven't seen since Mickey stole him last July. Put my mind at ease or convince me to cancel my trip. Thank you.
Oh, so he must have like a kid who works for Disney.
Yes.
Oh,
I think that's it. But he's just like, I think the real question is 15 old enough to stay home alone for several days while both parents are on a trip? 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, you're right. Well, if you've got friends that are coming to check in on the animals, couldn't they just do a check-in on the kid too? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe this is where technology can actually be your friend. If you don't already have them sharing their location on like Google Maps with you, mm-hmm. I would suggest doing that. So at least you can see where they are.
This is the right answer. I think Miranda and Officer Russ both saying, why can't the 15-year-old go too? Why are we leaving the 15-year-old at home? It's Thanksgiving.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Like, I feel like you take the kid. The family should be together on Thanksgiving.
Okay, well...
Joe didn't give a reason why the 15-year-old had to stay home.
Right.
So I feel like take your 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And then have coworkers stop in, take care of the pets.
Maybe the 15-year-old didn't want to go.
Well, the 15-year-old shouldn't have a say. You are going to be with your family, and we are surprising your sibling for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that's how it's going to be.
You're right. I don't know why. I don't know why that is the case. That's a great question. If it is easy, maybe try to get your 15-year-old on another flight. You know, I know that's weird to have booked three different flights, three different days, because the chances are there's probably not going to be a seat next to you on the flight that you're already on.
Well, and here's what I'm thinking. If there is like a reason, like the 15-year-old maybe has like, you know,
commitments here or something.
Yes, commitments that they have to stay back. Maybe they stay with a friend.
Oh.
You know, have the 15-year-old stay at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Have coworkers come over, take care of the pets.
Okay.
And then you're covered.
Okay.
And you don't have to worry. And I feel like that would be too much worry being that far away. And, you know, 15-year-old can't drive themselves anywhere.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
I think maybe that's the best case. So either take your 15-year-old or the 15-year-old goes and stays with a friend or family.
Yeah. I mean, we are getting some text messages. Look, as a 15-year-old, they should be fine. Check up on them while you're gone. FaceTime every now and then just to make sure that they're all right. My daughters who are now 18, when they were 15, they were pretty responsible. And I don't know if I would have, if that would have been my first choice to just leave them alone. But I think if I had to, they would be all right. So
maybe, but if he's really worried about it and he's freaking out about it,
yeah.
then maybe we make arrangements for the 15-year-old to like hang out with a friend.
Yeah. All right.
Because I mean, if they do have commitments, they're going to need a way to get there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
That's would be the main reason why I'm thinking they're staying back.
True.
Maybe they have sports games or whatever.
Yeah.
So they should be staying with someone that can take them to wherever they need to be. Otherwise, go with you to Orlando.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully that gives you some guidance. We're not saying cancel your trip, but maybe just make some provisions here at home.
So. Exactly.
All right. Group therapy. Thank you, Joe, on 99.7 DJX. All right.
Oh, gosh. Seriously?
It's 99.7 DJX.
Now.
DJX. Good morning. I was riding
shotgun. Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for one game and one game only, and that's You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Now, Kelly's, even though she's lost a couple, she still has a one-game lead because that's how commanding her lead is.
Exactly.
Very impressive. We're all going for this You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy right here that I have in my hands. It's been passed around many, many times, but it still shines bright. Kelly, how satisfied are you with your selection?
I feel like they're good. I got some good ones. I feel like I got some good ones.
Did your dad and or husband help you write any of these jokes this
week? No, not that. But I did have a few minions send some in.
Ah, okay. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. Kelly, that's you. Go ahead.
That is me. Here we go. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
How many spiders does it take to create an app?
How many?
None. Don't create apps. They only design websites.
Did you hear that a cheese factory in France exploded?
Ooh. No.
Debris was everywhere.
Good one. Accent on point.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
When I was little, my parents always fed me alphabet soup, claiming that I liked it.
Oh.
But they were just putting words in my mouth.
Ah. You know, Kelly, I quit my position as a scuba diving instructor the first day at my job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Deep down, I realized it wasn't for me.
Deep down. That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You should really try archery while blindfolded.
Really?
You don't know what you're missing.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I was shocked today when my wife told me that my daughter wasn't really mine.
Oh.
Yeah. I have got to pay more attention when I pick her up from school.
Yes, you should. 100%. Yes.
Shocked.
My boss has threatened to fire the employee with the worst posture.
Mm.
I have a hunch it might be me.
Oh. You should stop hunching. You know, Kelly, don't let anyone tell you what you can or can't do, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Look at Beethoven, for instance. You know, people told him that he could never be a musician simply because he was deaf. But did he listen?
No, he did not. He did not. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Man walks into a pet store, asks for a dozen bees. Clerk carefully counts 13 bees out onto the counter.
Mm-hmm.
That's one too many, says a customer. Clerk says, that's a freebie.
Ow. Wow. Kelly, what does James Bond's doorbell make? Sorry, what sound
what does sound? Okay. Yeah,
James
what sound?
Bond's doorbell okay. make?
I don't know.
Dong. Ding. Dong.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My friend is losing his mind over missing a piece of his 5,000-piece puzzle.
Oh.
I mean, if he thinks that's bad, I'm missing 4,999 pieces.
That's good. That's good. Kelly, you know Diarrhea Awareness Week starts on Monday?
Really? Didn't know that. Didn't know that.
Did you hear Diarrhea Awareness Week starts on Monday?
Nope. Didn't hear that.
Runs till Friday.
Yeah. That's an aggressive case. It's an aggressive case right there.
Uh-huh.
I recommend some Pepto. Hey, Ben, what do you call a kangaroo's lazy joey?
What?
A pouch potato.
I took the plunge a few years ago. Kelly, I don't know if I ever told you this, had a vasectomy done.
Oh, I feel like that's fake news.
When I got home after the operation, kids were still there, though.
Right. Not how that works.
Oh.
Not how that works.
Asking for my money back, but they wouldn't give it to me.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a guy with a hamster stuck in each ear?
What?
Anything you want. He can't hear you.
Ah. Kelly, what's the difference between golf and skydiving?
What is the difference between golf and skydiving?
In golf, it's whack! Aw, dang. And in skydiving, it's the other way around.
Oh, dang. Kind of deathy. I have one to follow up, sir.
Oh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My grandpa has the heart of a lion.
Uh-huh.
And a lifetime ban from the zoo.
All right, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Those deathy jokes get me every time.
Oh, they get you every time. Every dang time. It. Right. Grandpa's not going to the zoo anymore.
Nope, nope. All right. Those hearts of lions aren't for you, Grandpa.
Oh, that come on home to you. Mama trophy.
That's trophies for you. Congrats. You laugh, you lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club every week on 99.7 DJ. 7 DJX that says, why are you playing Harry Styles on Taylor Swift Day?
Yeah, it is a valid question.
Because we got to play some other songs other than Taylor Swift.
I know.
But we will be playing
Taylor. The
Swifties
would be fine with it.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I understand. Yes. On 99.7 DJX. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I just want to tell you all that you all are the best in Louisville.
Is there a reason for this? Are you trying to butter me up for something? What's the deal?
No, I'm not trying to butter anybody up.
Oh, all right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. I don't care about the Taylor Swift thing. I just want to tell y'all are good. I haven't listened to y'all in about a year because I've had Sirius. Now I don't. Now I'm back listening to you all.
Well, you know what? If the free Sirius subscription had to end and you had to come back to radio, I'm happy that you're here with us.
Oh, no, I paid for the daggone thing.
Oh, okay. Josh, I appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Later, buddy.
All right, see ya.
You know what? Sometimes the best entertainment is free.
Yeah, all right. Maybe.
We're cheap and fun.
Hashtag cheap and fun, Ben and Kelly. Ben and Kelly, cheap and fun. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Taylor, happy Taylor Day on 99.7 DJX.
Hi.
Hi there.
What caller am I?
Well, we haven't played the second song yet.
Oh, come on, Ben.
False alarm.
OMG.
I'm going to try to be a little easier by, if it's a false alarm, just going into the next song and not like stringing it out too long, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Yeah. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we do still have things to give away other than Taylor Swift tickets today, okay?
Oh, we do? Oh, wow. Hashtag blessed.
Are you shocked? We do. In fact, the local seltzery, we talked to them a little earlier, and they have our Kentuckiana deal this week with $50 for only $25 to spend there at the local seltzery in Nulu, which is a pretty cool spot if you've never been. But
you can see that conversation around 10 o'clock on Facebook.
And we have $50 to win there coming up this hour as well. Okay.
How fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can actually get yours for only $25 up at WDJX.com. Just click on the Kentuckiana Deals tab here on 99.7 DJX. Jennifer, you got it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Enjoy $50 to spend there at the new local seltzery in Nulu. All sorts of fun drinks and seltzers and things like that to enjoy. Plus, it's a great Instagrammable moment for you.
That's awesome, because I'm really not a big into a Taylor Swift concert, so.
Oh, well, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. Take that $50 away from you. Okay, now,
Taylor's not everybody's cup of tea.
I get
She's excited with the local seltzery, which is amazing. It's a great prize, great
good.
Place.
Yep,
that Shop is local.
It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Look, I haven't dated in a long time, so maybe things have changed. But I'm pretty sure that if you want a second date, this is probably not something you should do.
Okay. All right, guys, write this down.
It's a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your Tinder's car, then trying to sell it back to her, then you're doing okay.
A guy stole his Tinder date's car?
Yes.
Wow.
So she goes to pick him up. He carjacks her.
No.
All she knew is his name was Darius.
Is that his real name? Oh. He was not very forthcoming in his profile by saying, I like to carjack people in my spare time.
Right, exactly. She probably wouldn't have swiped right.
Probably wouldn't have.
So, anyways, she realized he was up to no good, so she runs out. He takes off in her 2007 Kia Rondo. Police quickly are able to get the car back.
But that's not all.
But not before he had texted her and offered to sell the car back for $500.
Wow. Listen, you can have your car back for the bargain basement price of $500.
I bet you paid more for it when you bought it.
And by the way, do you still want to go out on that date?
Yeah, exactly. I'll pick you up. I got a car.
My gosh. Seriously.
Yep.
What's wrong with people?
I know. So, again, setting the bar. Haven't dated in a long time. Things have probably changed since
she's probably not going to date much either anymore. Like, I would shy away from all of that after that experience. My goodness.
Right? Right? So, wow. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your Tinder date's car, then trying to sell it back to her, you're doing okay. By
that
the way.
That is horrific and bold.
Yes.
And horrific.
Yeah. By the way, dude's in jail.
Okay. Yeah. He's not going to have to worry about getting any more dates for a while.
Yep. Taylor's version, 99.7 DJX, I Knew You Were Trouble on
I'm upset.
Taylor Swift Day.
I'm upset that was the wrong version. Come on now.
I know, you wanted Screaming Goats.
I'm upset.
Goats. I know you wanted
I screaming need goats. Screaming Goats.
You wanted Screaming Goats.
That's the version I want.
I'm upset. I know.
I'm upset.
Did I win?
Not yet.
Oh, dang.
Listen.
Exhausted.
I know.
Listen, it's going to be like this all day until it 7 p.m. Two
I'm
songs.
I'm going to send you a text message showing you how many times I've called this radio station. Oh, it's 250 it. Times.
Oh, gosh, it's like shooting back to when you were a teenager, right?
Oh my gosh. Long day. All right. I'm going to buckle up here.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
The people did appreciate the Fergie button, but it was the wrong button. I need screaming goats, and I really don't want to hear that song again unless I hear the screaming goat version.
And look, hey, we're going to try to play all Taylor's versions if we jump into the era version of Taylor Swift. You know,
one person was salty recognized that is not a Taylor version. You guys are fake posers, and you're awful, and we hate you.
Yeah, one slipped through. So sorry.
Yeah, well, you just put money in somebody else's pockets.
Listen, if Scooter Braun calls through and he's caller 13, I'll say, you know what? You don't get to win.
He's probably trying to win. I bet he is.
You don't get to win. All right, guys, I'm so sorry.
We're going to play next.
Oh, my God.
Sam Smith, stop it!
Sam Smith, stop it!
Fergie.
Stop it!
Rexa, 99.70 JX, I realize you're probably not good. Text from Lily. I'll be sending you my bills for every ER visit and my therapy sessions to cope with Taylor Swift Day.
Oh, that's a lot. That's much.
Yep.
You guys are killing me. What is going on with you guys?
I'm sorry. I guess when we concocted Taylor Swift Day in our brains, we didn't count on Ticketmaster completely ruining everything for everyone.
Yes,
Making this way more important than it was before.
My girlfriend made me wake up at 5:30 to contact you guys all day. So I had to take a day off work this year.
Oh my God. All right, buddy. Hey, listen, we got several more opportunities throughout the day until 7 o'clock, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, good luck.
Taking the day off take work. The day off.
No, his girlfriend was like, listen, you got to take the day off work. I need these tickets.
You would do it. If you love me, you would do it.
Oh, all right.
This is intense. Getting texts all over the place. Y'all, my nerves are already shot. We have like 9 more hours of this. Well, I tried so hard to buy tickets. No luck. You could be my last hope.
I know. And listen, we do have, if you don't have an opportunity to like listen all day, we do have the bonus set of tickets online. We did give you a safety net where if you can't get through, you can at least try online, WDJX.com, okay?
Yes, but oh wow. I mean, know that we understand the struggle you're feeling, the struggle you've been feeling all week.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We're trying to give you just a little beacon of hope, understanding that comes with some stress.
All right. Hey, listen, I hope y'all have a exciting Taylor Swift Day. I hope you win tickets. And yes, literally manifest it. Manifest it. Okay?
Will it to happen? Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Yes.
Will it to happen?
Yes.
All right. So enjoy Taylor Swift Day. Have a great weekend. I think anything else from you, Kelly?
No. I'm exhausted for people. I've been awake since 4 p.m. yesterday because of work. I'm not going to sleep until I win.
I understand this. Listen, we got texts from people that are like, I didn't work this hard for NSYNC tickets in the day. And
that is saying something.
Yeah. All right.
This is a lot of hard work. And you know what? And Taylor's not even going to know. She's not even going to realize how hard you worked for
this. No. Yeah, she will.
You think she's going to know?
Yeah, she'll know.
Okay.
She'll know.
You should probably tell her.
All right. Lo is coming up next, and I will give you a hint. She will have an opportunity for you. And then
how long is she on?
She's on till 3.
Okay.
She will have an opportunity. See, we got to take this in baby steps, okay?
Okay.
Give you some idea. All right. So she's on just after us. She's got an opportunity for you.
What about Emily?
Three? Yes. Emily has more shots for you after 3. So all the way up until 7 p.m. Taylor Swift Day.
So exhausting. All right.
On 99.70 GX. Guys, have a great day, great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.